1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A bipartisan vote in the House to advance billions in foreign aid.
A $95 billion foreign aid package, including assistance for Israel and Ukraine, moving on to the Senate after dramatically passing the House. Speaker Mike Johnson putting his job in jeopardy to get it through.
The bill is passed.
The package includes $60 billion for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, and $8 billion for Taiwan. Plus, legislation to force a sale of TikTok from its Chinese parent company or face a possible ban in the U.S.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. A search in Chicago for suspects after a cop there was shot and killed early this morning, his vehicle taken. The 30-year-old officer was on his way home after his shift. About 200 to 300 people gathered at a Memphis block party when someone pulled a gun. Two people dead at the scene, six people injured. 16 people killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight in Rafah. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Most political boundaries tied to the 2020 census have been in place for a while, but as Mike Moan reports, a national project on map fairness for indigenous populations is still working for changes.
When states did their redistricting a few years ago, the Native American Rights Fund launched its Fair Districting and Indian County effort. It provides resources and legal representation to tribal communities worried about newly drawn districts that could suppress their voting power. NARF staff attorney Michael Carter says there's been a lot of activity.
Just from this redistricting cycle alone, tribes have stepped up and decided that what the state and county governments are doing is not right.
He points to several cases with various levels of success, including two high-profile ones from North Dakota. One resulted in a new legislative map for the 2024 election. Carter says a section of the Voting Rights Act is often at the center of these cases, with tribal advocates arguing some state and local governments aren't honoring language that prohibits voter discrimination. He says there's a separate movement out there trying to reverse the progress.
The national implications are there just from the attention it's getting from all these other states that are filing these briefs in the appeals courts seeking to undo the wins that Native voters got in the lower courts.
A group of Republican attorneys general contends that private groups and individuals don't have the right to file lawsuits under Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. But Carter says there's a separate provision that does provide that opportunity. NARF and its partner organization notes their movement has ushered in a new generation of Native American lawyers to fight for civil rights in the years to come. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette hires a new basketball coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened this week at Marquette, a new head coach for women's basketball.
We look for people who want to go out and set the world on fire. We look for people like Kara Consuegra. Welcome aboard.
After 13 seasons as the head coach at Charlotte, Kara Consuegra takes over the women's program at Marquette.
You know, coaching is my dream. It's something I've always wanted to do. But ultimately, for me, it is a vehicle to help young people grow, learn, and prepare them for life.
Consuegra was a player at Iowa, then hired as an assistant at Marquette in 2004. I asked her, what's it like being back in Milwaukee?
It feels like a homecoming. Marquette is really, really special to us. The community is special to us. You know, we have a lot of friends, family. And this is a place we always wanted to be. So to have the opportunity to come back and represent this community and this university, it means a lot to me and my family.
That's Marquette's Kara Consuegra with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A freezing start, but the afternoon looking a little nicer. Upper 50s and sunny skies, a northwest breeze. Tonight, mostly clear skies, mid-30s. Our winds turning to the southwest. We'll see frosty conditions early Monday, increasing clouds, and highs in the mid-60s. Currently 46 degrees.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
AM 1400 WRJN.
It's Lou Regani in the final hour of today's Music of the Stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network since last November, the tradition continues of the Music of the Stars. The music of Henry Mancini. Here's some unknown Mancini. 1954, The Glenn Miller Story. Henry Mancini did the theme song. I've got it right here.
Us. Is it?
Uh-huh.
Let's stick around till high noon. And the music of the stars never dies. Let's see what we. Oh, here's some unknown Mancini, too. It's a love theme called Too Little Time.
Hello, my name is Quincy Jones. I'm a composer, a conductor, and an arranger, just like the man whose home we're in right now. This is the house the Pink Panther built. Together with melodies like Moon River, The Days of Wine and Roses, Charade, hundreds of television and movie scores that have been enjoyed by millions of people everywhere. The creator of all that wonderful music is my friend, the prolific and versatile Henry Mancini. Hank's talent has been recognized and rewarded with sold-out concerts all over the world. 7 gold records, each of which signifies over $1 million in sales. 4 Oscars, Best Original Score for Breakfast at Tiffany's, Best Song for Moon River, Best Song for Days of Wine and Roses, and Best Song Score, Victor Victoria. A flock of Grammy Awards, the highest honor in the recording industry. In fact, Hank's been nominated for more Grammys than any other artist. And if that's not enough, he's one of the best liked and admired men in show business. So a bunch of his friends and colleagues, the top names in entertainment, have gathered in Hollywood tonight to show their esteem, to celebrate in words and music the life and remarkable career of one of the best, Henry Mancini.
Oh, I'm not Henry Mancini. You have to keep these things straight. I'm not even Peter Gunn. I have been upon occasion mistaken for the Pink Panther, but...
Steve Allen.
Anyway, Henry Mancini began writing music for the movies at the Universal International Studios in 1952. He worked there for 6 years, and he says now that the experience was like getting a crash course doctorate in music. At least he would say that now if he were speaking, but I am. those were the days in the 50s when a factory like Universal was cranking out 40 to 50 films a year. And Henry contributed to the scores of more than 100 Universal movies, including Orson Welles' Touch of Evil. He also did at that time two other Universal films, and both were biographies of big band leaders in show business. The Benny Goodman story, in which I had the honor of playing Benny, and the Glenn Miller story starring Jimmy Stewart. And that latter picture got Henry his first Oscar nomination. He wrote a lovely instrumental for the film, which again happens to be a particular favorite of mine. I think it's one of the prettiest songs ever written. It's called Too Little Time. Here it is.
On trombone, Quincy Jones, Henry Mancini's theme for the Glenn Miller story, 1954. I remember that.
Marvelous. Bill Watkins.
I remember that theme in the movie. I remember it well, but I just thought at the time, it's background music. I didn't know Hank Mancini wrote that. Steve Allen was wrong in one respect, though. It's not an instrumental anymore. It's had lyrics added by Don Ray. Here they are, with Anita Kerr.
Too little time we have to
Anita Kerr. Anita worked with Rod McCune. Here's Bob Hope, and Moon River wins the best song.
And now that we've done all five of the nominated songs, here is a delightful film star to present the Best Song Award, Miss Debbie Reynolds.
Thank you. Wherever music is played, people are indebted to the Hollywood songwriters. And I'm honored to be able to read the name of the song, which is now going to be added to the illustrious list of Oscar-winning classics. May I have the envelope, please? Thank you. Oh, dear. Oh, the winners are Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer from Moon River.
I've said my bit. Go ahead.
I'd like to say that I'm very proud that you like our song. I'd like to thank you, Audrey. Thank you, Andy. And martinis for everybody.
Thank you.
Moon River. And that came about because when I first started the television series in 1962, the theme song was Hawaiian Wedding Song. It was my biggest, maybe not the biggest record, but it just seemed like a good theme, do Hawaiian Wedding Song. And during the first season, I was asked to sing Moon River on the Academy Awards. And we knew that it was going to win the Academy Award because it had a big hit record by Henry Mancini, had a number one record, a million seller by Jerry Butler. It was very important in the movie, Breakfast at Tiffany. And it just seemed that of the songs that were up that year, that it just couldn't miss. So I called Columbia Records, I had just been with them a short time, and said, I'm going to do it on the Academy Awards in 6 weeks, and I think we ought to go in and record Moon River now, and in an album, call it Moon River and Other Great Movie Themes, and get it out. And they said, great idea. So we went in and recorded 12 movie themes, big ones, you know, Mona Lisa and that quality song. As Time Goes By, Might As Well Be Spring. And we did Moon River, of course. And I sang it on the Academy Awards, and the next day, Columbia had stores loaded with Moon River album, and it sold like a half a million albums the next day. And it was a big hit. And I became more known for that record, I think, than Jerry Butler did, who had a single on it. Or eventually, even maybe as much as Henry Mancini, who wrote it and had a big record on it. And that immediately we decided to use that as the theme. So every week for the next 9.5 years, I sang Moon River, the first 8 bars of it, to open the show. And so I became more identified with it than anybody.
River, wider than the mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you are going, I'm going your way to drift us off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We'll do the same. A rainbow been my huckleberry friend, Moon River.
Cincinnati, Ohio, came the evening radio show, Moon River. Listen with joy as they recite the poem that opened and closed each evening broadcast. Yesterdays flow the bright waters of Moon River, on and on, forever waiting to carry you down to the land of forgetfulness, to the kingdom of sleep, to the realm of Moon River, a lazy stream of dreams where vain desires forget themselves. In the loveliness of sleep, Moon River, enchanted white ribbon, twisted in the hair of night, where nothing is but sleep. Dream on, sleep on, care will not seek for thee. Float on, drift on, Moon River to the sea.
Oh, my dear, you are.
Thanks, Mark. Well, what was that for?
It's Henry Mancini's birthday.
What was that about Henry Mancini?
Well, he wrote the song, Moon River.
I know the song. What was that about his birthday?
Well, 12 years ago, when that song first came out, it was summer and very hot, and Archie came home one day and he said, Edith, I'm taking you on the town tonight. We're going to the Radio City Music Hall and then to Shreve's for a banana split. We're shooting the works.
Wait a second. Let me get this straight. 12 years ago, you went to Radio City Music Hall, and then you had a banana split.
Archie, what is that? Was in such a good mood that night, and the stage show at the music hall, the Rockettes were all dressed up like poor little street kids, except they had high heels.
Ma, wait a second. I'm still waiting for Henry Mancini.
Well, that was the picture at the music hall, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and the song in the picture picture was Moon River
by Henry Mancini.
And then when Archie and me got home, Glorious Radio was playing Moon River. And we heard it as we was walking up the stairs, and we started humming it together. And Archie kissed me.
Count Basie. Basie live in Berlin.
Half an hour.
The unknown Henry Mancini next up. Great stuff. I wanted to tell you that Hank Mancini's career in Hollywood actually began at Universal. He was doing a lot of, looking in file cabinets for sound cues that the orchestras and the producers and directors could use for certain scenes. But he was noticed, and somebody finally said, "We're doing a TV production, and I'd like you to think about writing, the music for it." And that's how Peter Gunn got Henry Mancini, and his name began Household World. Before that, though, he did stuff for, let's see, Tarantula, 1955, with, would you believe, Clint Eastwood. And also Leo G. Carroll. Good picture. I saw it at the Mid-City Outdoor. Here's Tarantula from Dick Jacobs Orchestra.
Tarantula was getting too big for his britches. He was big as a barn and strictly from hunger. He just ate too much. Whole cows, sheep for snacks. Something had to be done to curb his appetite. Music might do it. It can be so sickening. Tarantula music eats some people up alive.
Yeah.
mighty deadly black tarantula.
Oh, man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. He goes, hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and they won't go home. Is that...
The Unknown Mancini. Mancini and his orchestra. We can't afford to lose people like Hank. Oscar winner. Gleason had the hit on Call Me Irresponsible, 1963. Best song that year. Thornbirds, a hit television series. Here's Maggie's theme from that TV series, The Music of the Stars. Mancini wrote a lot of bittersweet songs. That's got lyrics added by Will Jennings. And Daughter Monica honors us. Patrick Williams and the orchestra.
You know I will follow anywhere the heart goes. I will go until I know. When you go anywhere the heart goes, don't you know it isn't easy being me? I hold you inside where my love never dies, and you will somewhere in me. If you want to follow anywhere the heart goes, I will be here when you want me.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Mary Hart.
And I'm John Tesh. Mancini, his brave battle with cancer finally ended this morning. He died at home in Beverly Hills with his wife Ginny at his side.
At the age of 70, Mancini's life was too short. But for movie fans and music lovers around the world, his legacy will be long. And Leonard Maltin joins us now to pay a special tribute. Leonard?
Well, 4 Oscars, 20 Grammy Awards, nominations for dozens more, plus scores of successful record albums to his name, Henry Mancini never lacked for recognition from his peers or from his public. His was a most extraordinary career in a variety of entertainment media. And what was perhaps just as extraordinary was the fact that it never turned his head. Henry Mancini, the man who composed this lovely tune, the man who created the Pink Panther theme and countless other movie scores and songs, the man whose shelves were overflowing with awards, was still touched that when cancer struck, his colleagues rallied to his side, as he told me just 2 months ago.
The musicians have been so supportive of me.
Well, I think you send out good vibes, if you'll pardon the pun, too.
I try. From when I was a little kid, I tried. My mother used to send out vibes. Boy, you could feel those things way across in the Allegheny River.
His career started in the 1940s, after the Army pulled him from the Juilliard School of Music. He was weaned on the big bands of the era and even married a band singer, Ginny O'Connor. A decade later, he'd earn his first Oscar nomination for arranging the music in The Glenn Miller Story. But
But it was this music that made him famous, the innovative jazz-oriented theme to the TV series Peter Gunn. That show also launched a remarkable 36-year collaboration with director-producer Blake Edwards. It spanned such films as Breakfast at Tiffany's, The Pink Panther, and Darling Lily, which starred Edwards' wife, Julie Andrews. Mancini had a knack for creating music that worked as part of a movie and stood on its own as well. Perfect example, the surprise instrumental hit The Baby Elephant Walk from Hatari. He also had a knack for picking up Oscars, several in collaboration with lyricist Johnny Mercer. And Mancini made no secret of the fact that some of his best themes were inspired by actress Audrey Hepburn. His personal favorite, Two for the Road. His collaborators in the recording field ran the musical gamut, from James Galway to Luciano Pavarotti. He mastered the entire musical spectrum. Having written both songs and scores before, his ambition for more than a decade was to turn the movie Victor Victoria into a Broadway play. With 20 songs under his belt, the show, set for this winter, was very much on his mind when I spoke to him in April. But as he admitted, cancer shed a new light on that and everything else around him.
When you're ill, your priorities change. That's of course, you know. So, mine strangely have changed, and it's hard to tell now. I've only been going through this about 6 weeks. So we'll see.
A star-studded 70th birthday tribute the night after our interview was a bittersweet affair for everyone involved, but served as an outpouring of love for this gifted and generous man. Today, Henry Mancini is being mourned. But to paraphrase the lyric from Charade, his music will play on. Of that, there is no doubt.
Mancini.
quite a song and quite a career in so many different forms of entertainment, recordings, concerts, films, television, you name it, he did it all. And he was also a very generous man with his time and talent and advice, encouraging young musicians and helping to raise money for young musicians' foundations all over the country. Henry Mancini and his music, I think, will be remembered for many years to come.
And he, we all know, Leonard, that he was so self-effacing that I think he would have been embarrassed by all the attention that you just gave him.
You know, one of the neat things, too, I remember last summer up in Montana, he was so thrilled at being able to go to Big Fork and play with some of the guys he had played with back in the 40s in his original band. That meant so much to him. He had not forgotten about them.
He loved to jam. He really enjoyed the company of musicians. He told me that several times.
Yeah.
Great tribute, Leonard. Thank you.
Little time. We have to
themes, the two main themes from the most popular dramatic show ever to play television, and that's worldwide. I'm talking about Alex Haley's Roots. The first one, written by Quincy Jones, is called Many Rains Ago, and by Gerald Fried, the main theme from Roots.
That's Henry leading the orchestra in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. But our time, unfortunately, is like the Sarah Vaughan and Edith Kerr song. We just have too little time to give us everything we want to do. But 5 hours, we should be grateful. And friends, I am. I'll tell you, I'm grateful for this time to be with the greatest music of all time. On the Music of the Stars.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. Sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, you are never far away from me.
Good night.
Next week, Sunday, from 7 till noon, Central Daylight Time, on the Civic Media Radio Network, and all over the world at civicmedia.us, the Music of the Stars. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Thank you for being here. Keep your dreams alive. And reach for the stars.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.